the coach had to be really a letdown after the way you guys came back and you led the team on Sunday night and then just being a couple of inches away from a win.
Yeah, I think the toughest part is when the ref signals that a touchdown and you think you've won the game and come back from that whole process, and then obviously it didn't turn out that way. So it was obviously disappointing and frustrating at the time, and you got to get back up pretty quick and get ready for the next one, though.
Yeah, your emotions go from high to low in a matter of seconds, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly. It's just, that's about as close as it gets to feeling like you won and then being taken away from you. That's the tough part about football and sports in general, is just when you think you've done it and then it isn't.
Hey, Tony, 4, 5, 6 years ago, you came into the league, a loss like that. I know the idea of a quarterback is you have to let it go. If I were to talk to you or seen you the night of this one compared to 4, 5, 6 years back, what would the discernible differences be?
I don't think there's that much different. I think I don't care if it's my first year in the league or now. When you lose, it eats away at you. You stay up all night thinking about what you could have done, what calls you could have made, what decisions you could have made, how you could have helped other people do certain things, and it's there and it consumes your thoughts and really everything you think about, for a good 24, 48 hours. And you have to just kind of figure out a way to use it to get better, but at the same time, let it go. And so there's that fine line, but it's just, if you're a competitor, an athlete, worth his salt at all, I think you it has to eat at you, and it does. It really does eat at you.
How does the Falcons' defense look to you, with this game coming up?
They look good. There's a reason that, they're undefeated, and, that team has created a bunch of turnovers. They play really well. It's a really, really well-coached football team. You can just see the way they play together. They fit their gaps with a sound, efficiency, I guess you could say, and they just understand where their weaknesses are, and they create plays, and they got a good pass rush. They have good linebackers. They have a really good secondary. I mean, it's everything you want.
Tony, when Mike Nolan got here, everybody was playing the, hey, what's he going to do, 4-3-3-4. I don't know if he's done a lot of either. I mean, there's been so much, including guys walking around, guys without a hand in the dirt. Has this been as many sets as you've seen from any defense so far looking at him?
Yeah, I think when you look at it closely, I mean, we're pretty similar. We see that in training camp all year long. So from that perspective, we got a few ideas versus a lot of the walk around, a lot of stuff that you can do to neutralize some of that stuff. And so we're going to utilize a lot of that and go from some of our what we know. And, obviously you're not going to be able to count for everything. They're going to be really good and they're going to be coached up well. And it's going to be hard to deal with. But you got to take your best foot and do what you do well and do it.
Tony, compared to, I guess maybe it was 2009, you played them, or the last couple of years, are they using John Abraham any differently from what you saw in the past?
Well, I mean, a little bit different. I mean, he's still a guy you have to account for in, the pass rush situations. It's amazing how it seems like the guy never ages a year every time I look at him on tape. So, from that perspective, he's still the same type of player that you have to know where he's at on each play. And, things like that are going to be a part of your game planning. So we'll be ready for that.
Are you impressed this safety group and even a couple of the corners in Dante? They like to come forward and they like to hit, and usually that means there's chances to pick on them behind them, but they really haven't been burned in that regard much this year.
Yeah, I think you got to see, without giving away a lot of what we're going to do, I just think you have to do what's the philosophy of the defense. You look at it. You look at what Mike Nolan or somebody or these people want to do and the corners, the way that they like to play, and you look at certain things and you try and attack their weaknesses. And go, at that. So not just in secondary, it's underneath and a lot of different areas. So I'll take a look at all that throughout the week, and I'll have a plan together by the end of the week.
You've gone against Asante, obviously, twice a year for the last several years. Have you seen any difference in his play this year versus what you saw when he was in Philadelphia?
You know, not a lot of, like, there's no, like, real drop-off or anything like that. I mean, when you watch him, he's still a guy that creates a lot of plays for his defense. You know, I always thought he was a tough guy to go against up in Philadelphia. He looks the same way right now on tape. You know, they got a good player there. I was, you know, a little bit surprised, obviously, when he was let go. But, you know, we got to account for him with stuff in the pass game.
Tony, obviously the quarterback position is the most talked about position in sports, the Dallas Cowboy quarterback, and then with some of the things that you guys maybe haven't been able to accomplish. Is it white noise? You tune it out? Did it ever bother you? Hot topic, yeah. It seems, every Monday?
Well, I think if you're in the NFL long enough, you know that, you know, it's somewhat the enjoyable aspect of watching the NFL is that each week you have a whole new storyline for everybody, and not just, you know, the quarterback for the Cowboys, but quarterback for each team. It's always a great topic upon whether a team's playing well or not, and it always trickles back down to ultimately, you know, the head coach and the quarterback in a lot of ways. And we get too much of the credit. Everyone knows that, and that's just part of the position. And I think what you understand is, you know, it's just makes it enjoyable for everyone to watch, is to have that ability to react to it every Monday. And so you learn as a player just to kind of, you have to play. Every week is a new week. It's a new scheme you're going against. It's new techniques. It's new everything. And so, you know, styles make fights sometimes. Some weeks are going to be better than others, but you have to commit fully and do your best every week to give yourself the best chance to go out and succeed on Sunday. And it takes a lot of guys. You know, I've learned, you know, throughout playing a long time that it takes a lot of guys to succeed and win football games. You know, games come down to, our game last week comes down to a guy's hand either being, you know, 6 inches or a foot out of bounds or inbounds to winning or losing a game. You know, 2 weeks ago we have a kick. Comes down to whether it's between the uprights or not. And, you know, if you have a couple feet go your way, you're in a lot better position. But saying all that, you don't want the games to consistently come down to that. You need to be in a position to where you're consistently winning the games, you know, before that. And that's what you're always trying to get to, so that your team, you know, doesn't depend on little things to determine the outcome. So I just think we're trying to get better each week and trying to win football games right now.
Tony, but can that be tough, though? I mean, just from the standpoint of how high-profile your franchise is, I mean, if it's not you, it's, you know, 1 week Jason Garrett's getting fired or somebody's going to get released or any of those things?
Well, I mean, it's just part of the NFL, and I understand that the Cowboys have a phenomenal following. That's what makes it enjoyable to play for, you know, a great owner and a great fan base. And I think, you know, as a player, though, you're doing yourself a disservice if you're going to, you know, I tell the guys on our team, if you're going to listen to and let other people influence what you're doing, and that's not how you got here. That's not how you improved. That's not how you got better and got to the point you're at, and that's not how you're going to go to the next level from where you're at. You just got to put blinders on and get better. Figure out what you didn't do as well last week and do better this week and learn from it so that experience doesn't keep happening. And, you know, guys are doing a better job of that. And each week a lot of young guys are getting better and stepping up. And we just need it to be more. And we need some of the little things to improve and get better that are really costing us football games right now. And I think guys are taking steps. We're coaching that up to improve that.
The stretch of that game when you guys came back, was that about as good a stretch as you guys have played in a while?
Yeah, I think we really did a lot of things that – I like that. You know, I'm pushing coach to kind of get the offense more in that mode a little bit, which is nice. But, you know, styles make fights sometimes. So we'll look at different opponents and see different things.
Tony, it seems like position groups in the NFL, a lot of guys like to watch other players. Do you, in terms of Matt Ryan, do you have much of a running dialogue with him? Like, do you guys keep in touch? And what do you notice the most about his game?
Oh, yeah, I know Matt. Matt's a great guy. He's a great player. You know, he's been good since he's come into the league. He's got great fundamentals, sees the field well. You know, he gets them in and out of good plays. You can see that. He's just, you know, he's coming to that point in his career where he's starting to get a lot of stuff that he might have not done as well when he was younger, doing better now. And when I say that, I think he was playing at a high level when he was younger. It's just the little things that you get somewhere a little bit quicker than you might have before. And you know through experiences when is the time to throw and when not to, and things like that. And he's got some good guys around him that allow you to do the things you want to do, and I think that's showing now that how good he is.
Tony, I'll raise my hand. When I said this to Jason Garrett earlier, when you're 1,000 miles away, listen, everybody's a genius, and I haven't called one play. But the idea of clock management, the idea when people scrutinize how ends of games seem to go for you guys, I know it's frustrating, but when you do the evaluation of how some of these things have ended over the last couple of years and maybe a couple this year, what do you get out of it? I mean, is there moments where you wish you were sort of in more control on the field?
Well, I think you, I mean, the number one thing is, what do we like to talk about as fans and as media? It's the negative just because it sells more. So we understand. What you guys don't talk about is the two or three games that we executed, you know, perfectly and went down in Carolina and won the game or something there, or in Baltimore, you know, I know they had the negative aspect of it, but, you know, there's a lot of other games that we've executed. New York at the end of a game this year in the first game. I mean, it's just, it depends on how you want to construe it, I guess, and I know that the negative gets a lot more attention. What you find is that you want to be perfect in every one of those situations, but they come up different every time. And, you know, I know that coach takes a lot of time with evaluating those situations and putting our team running it through it while we're out on the field. And so I know that's important to him. At the same time, I think we need to continue to do a good job and get better in those areas as well.
Jason Witten had a career game the other night. That had to be special for the two of you.
Well, obviously it would have been better if we'd won the game, but Jason's been phenomenal for a long time, and obviously I don't think that's going to happen again here this week with the way that they play defense and some of the stuff, but you know, it's part of who that guy is. He's been amazing for a long time, and it just goes to show you that if you do things right, and he does the little things right day in, day out, and I trust him. That's why you can go to a guy like that over and over and over again, is just the understanding that he's going to do the right thing over and over, and he's just such a great player that it makes it easy to throw to him.
We did this last week with Mike Vick, and the words...
Eyes black one.
Okay, desperate win and must win, and those types of things get thrown around this time of the NFL season. How do you describe the situation Dallas is in right now?
Well, I think we have to get a win. I think it's an important game, and obviously it's against a great opponent in a really tough environment, and I could think of a lot easier places to be going to play, but I will say it's a great test for our football team, and we need to have our best game of the year this week, and we're excited about playing against a great team in Atlanta. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
Appreciate it.
Take care.
Okay. Bye.